AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. VA Secretary Eric Shinseki is out, and there have been other changes made following reports last year of long wait times for patients at VA hospitals. But House Speaker John Boehner says the problems haven't been fixed.
This isn't the run-of-the-mill incompetence. It's arrogance, and it's arrogance that allows our veterans to be lied to, ignored, and frankly, left to die.
On House floor today, Boehner said with Memorial Day approaching, President Obama owes the American people a real long-term plan to fix the VA. The president says those who are in denial about climate change are endangering national security. The AP's Mark Smith has the story.
The president told graduates at the Coast Guard Academy those who protect America's shores know what to do.
If you see storm clouds gathering or dangerous shoals ahead, you don't sit back and do nothing, you take action.
And he says action's needed as global warming drives droughts, storms, disease, and mass migration. In fact, the Pentagon's already grappling with it.
In Alaska, thawing permafrost is damaging military facilities. Out west, deeper droughts and longer wildfires could threaten training areas our troops depend on.
Obama says politicians who profess to value military readiness ought to care about this. Mark Smith at the White House.
A longtime confidant of Hillary Rodham Clinton, Sidney Blumenthal, has been subpoenaed to testify before a special House panel investigating the deadly attack on the U.S. diplomatic post in Benghazi in Libya. Four global banks have been fined more than $5 billion for rigging global currency markets.
The prices the market sets for those currencies influence virtually every sector of every economy in the world. Their actions inflated the bank's profits while harming countless consumers, investors, and institutions around the globe.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the banks involved are J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Barclays, and Royal Bank of Scotland. This is AP Radio News. The replacement tower at One World Trade Center is previewing its observation deck.
Welcome to One World Observatory.
In the run-up to its opening, the operators of the One World Observatory are showing off the view from the top of the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere, as well as the three stories of video screens, restaurants, and LEDs that surround it. Dave Checkitz, CEO of Legends, which runs it, says in a way this is the opposite of the World Trade Center Memorial at ground level.
This is the fist pump. This is the looking forward. This is the anticipation of good things in the future.
One thing your $32 observatory ticket won't get you is an outdoor observation deck. Legend says they just couldn't make that work. Warren Levinson, New York.
Two employees at the Drug Enforcement Administration were arrested on charges they were running a strip club in New Jersey on the sly. A House committee voted to get rid of labels on packages of meat that say where the animals were born, raised, and slaughtered. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.